Good morning. It's good to be with you, and thank you so much for joining us this morning. And if it's your very first time, a very special welcome to you as well. We are looking at our series, Kingdom Normal, and this morning our theme is Better Than Normal. If you're looking for a title to put everything around, Better Than Normal. It's based on Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 to 12. And in those reading, we read this: Seek the Lord while we can find him. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked change their ways and banish the very thought of doing wrong. Let them turn to the Lord that he may have mercy on them. Yes, turn to our God, for he will forgive you generously. And then in verse 8, we read these amazing words: My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you could even imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Verse 10, we read this: The rain and snow come down from the heavens and stay on the ground and water the earth. They cause the grain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry. And it's the same with my word, says the Lord. I send it out and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all that I want it to do, and it will prosper everywhere I send it. You will live in joy and peace. The mountains and the hills will burst into song, and the trees of the field will clap their hands. You know, some people are saying at this time that we're being advised that we need to be prepared for a new normal. We've been looking at that and talking about that. We started to talk about that last week. And perhaps you'd be forgiven for saying, talk about new normal, I just can't wait to get back to normal and get back to life. And hopefully a vaccine in the months ahead could help that. And maybe you're thinking that. But I would like to suggest to you this morning, perhaps that this time offers us an opportunity, and that might seem like a strange thing to say during this last year of a pandemic, but perhaps it offers an opportunity to focus and maybe even refocus on God's normal. And this is what we're looking at as a church over these few weeks: God's normal, or God's kingdom normal. There is a normal that God has of the kingdom that we've been looking at and we're looking at together. The word normal means standard, or the current and accepted way of things, the way we live our lives that's current and accepted by society, and the norm, the way of life, perhaps. And I ask the question, could it be that we and society, what we consider to be normal, the standard and accepted way of life, is this God's normal? Any new normal? The old normal, even, and the old way of doing church, sometimes what is accepted by man, accepted by human beings as the standard, the way of life, is that accepted by God? Is that God's normal? Could it be God's normal? You know, God sent his son Jesus into the world, into this world, to restore a relationship with the Father. And so God sends his son, and he died in our place and rose again, and calls us to repent and put our trust in him, so that we may have a relationship with the Father. And in that relationship, experience God's way of life, or his way of life. God's way, God's normal, or God's kingdom normal, the kingdom life. And it's that we're looking at, and over these weeks as we're looking at these things together. In the context of the verse that I've just read in Isaiah chapter 55, at the time when Isaiah was saying those things, and God was saying those things to him, and Isaiah, prophet, speaking to the Israelite people, the Jewish nation, it came at a time when the Jewish people were in captivity. They were now in many years of captivity in the city of Babylon, carried away by the Babylonian Empire. And this was a very, very powerful empire at that time in the world, ruling a large part of the East. And what God was saying in Isaiah chapter 40, right the way through to chapter 55, and we've just read a tiny little portion of 55, what he was saying to the Israelite nation in captivity through the prophet Isaiah was this: Don't settle into the Babylonian way. there's a powerful empire, and it was an incredibly rich and prosperous and powerful city. And God was saying to them, you know, you've been there many years, but don't settle into the Babylonian way. I'll make you a people again. I'll make you a nation again. You will be the light to the world that I've always wanted you to be. And this is, you know, primarily the gist of the writing or the prophecies and the word of God in the book, what we called Isaiah. And what God is, you can imagine the people of the day when Isaiah is sharing this and saying to them that this is what God is saying to you. You can imagine the people thinking, no way, there's no way that that's going to happen. How's that going to happen? How is this going to come about? There's no way I can ever see it coming about. You know, surely there's nothing better than this. You know, we're captive now, but at least we're safe. We're in a pagan environment when they began to forget their ways and almost begin to forget God to some degree, but at least they were safe to some degree. And this was the new way that they found themselves in at the time. And I can just imagine that. But and that is our problem. And I would say the problem that they were experiencing is the problem of the human heart. And it's this, and it's the problem that we just don't always see it. We don't see God's way naturally. We just don't find it. We don't see it. I've met many Christians over the years that we can't quite see the picture. We don't see God's way unless God shows us the way. And God needs to help us see it. And this is exactly what we read in Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. We read words like this. He says, my thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you can even imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, then my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. And so God's ways are, it's almost like trying to jump the Grand Canyon. You know, there's God's way, and this is the human way, and my understanding and what my view of life, and there's God's way and God's normal and God's view of life. And it's like, It's just we can't do it on our own. We can't make that jump, that leap, and see it, everything. And this is the challenge for you and I. How do we see through a pandemic? How are we going to come a light at the end of the tunnel? Will we ever get to a place? But God has a way of life, even in the midst of all that we're experiencing right now. And another analogy could be like this. It's like looking up at the sun and you feel the heat and it brilliant light, and yet it blinds. We just can't quite see. And yet we know there's something amazing that's there. And God's way is like that. And this is sometimes why we don't always see it. And we need his help so that we can see it. So God reveals. But to see and to know that revelation, to experience revelation, we need to relate. We need God's help, his help to reveal, to show us his way so that we can see. And this is what kingdom normal is about. We don't need a new normal. We don't even need the old normal. We need the kingdom normal of God, the way of God in our lives. And to experience that, we need to experience a revelation. And to experience a revelation, we need to relate. And this is why God sent his son, Jesus Christ, so that we could have a living relationship with him. And this is the danger of our faith. Sometimes it can be like a TV remote. I heard one speaker say that, you know, the danger of Christian faith today in the modern age, in the modern world, it can be a bit like a TV remote. You can push the button and pick your channel. And if I don't like that, I'll choose that. And if I don't like this, I'll see that. And I can get a bit of that and 10 minutes of this and a year of that and something else. I can put it on mute. I can even rewind. I can get it on demand. But it's by revelation. God's way comes by revelation, him showing us, in other words, and that comes out of relation. And to relation, we may need to refocus on him. So last week we were looking at seeking the kingdom. And it's interesting. And so in this reading this morning that we've just looked at, his way is far beyond. And so we need his help. And so this is what he says. He encourages us. And in verses 6 to 7, he uses words like seek me, call upon me, change your ways, turn to me. In verses 6 to 7, he says, seek the Lord while you can find him. Call upon him now while he is near. Let the wicked change their ways. Banish every thought of wrongdoing. Let them turn to the Lord that he may have mercy on them. Yes, turn to God and that he will forgive us generously. So again, there's this idea of God calling us to seek, to turn, to look, to focus, to refocus, to come to him. And so there's three simple things that come out of those verses in 6 to 7 that can help us. Repent, return, refocus. Repent, he says, turn from your wicked ways. You know, you might say as a Christian, well, what? I don't need to. I've repented. You know, I trust the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know, there's an apathy that can creep into our lives. We can settle just like the Israelites did in Babylonia. They settle for that norm, and that's what the way that they lived. But maybe there's something that God doesn't want us to settle for. Maybe there's something that He wants us to lay hold of, so that He can lay hold of us. And so there's a time in our lives when He wants us to come back. To repent means to do a U-turn, to change your heart. And it's saying sorry to God, but it's more than sorry. It's sorry with an action. It's a deep, holy sorrow that causes us to turn around, do a U-turn from the way I was, to face Him, to repent and to return. As we repent, as we turn around, we return. He says, you know, seek me with all of your heart and you'll find me. Call upon me. And so there's this returning. There's a turning around, a repent, and there's a returning to him and a turning. And in that turning, to refocus on him. Seek, look, gaze. And God's calling us. And you might say, well, you know, in lockdown, we've got a lot of time to do that. But I'm finding that more and more people aren't. I challenge myself in that. So God's calling us to repent, return, and refocus. And the result of that, and he says that in verses 6 to 7, and you go and read that for yourself. I'm quoting from the New Living Translation. But the result of repent, of return, of refocus, of seeking, of turning back to him, is that he will reveal, we will realign, and then we become renewed. He reveals. The result of repent, return, and refocus is that God reveals his will to you and me. He reveals his way. He reveals his normal. And it's the kingdom of God, his reign, his love, his righteousness, his goodness. He shows us the way when there seems to be no way, and he wants us to follow his way. And so he will reveal and show that to you and I. You know, I do worry at times when I don't see right away. But, you know, with time, with hope, and as I turn my heart to him, he turns his heart towards me and he will reveal. When he begins to reveal, he begins to show, we begin to realign. Our hearts begin to come in line with his heart. We begin to line ourselves up with him and turn our hearts towards his heart. And this is what God is calling us to do. And there's an opportunity to do that during this time. And this is what he wants us to do, I believe. You know, when we come out of the lockdown situation, it's not just going to be as it was, because God's got something better than as it was. And it's his normal. And we've got to seek his heart. Otherwise, we'll follow this idea, that idea, your idea, my idea. It's his idea. And so we realign our hearts. But the amazing thing is, as he begins to reveal, we begin to realign, as he reveals, we start to realign. My heart more for his heart, my way more for his way. An amazing thing begins to happen. And with this, we conclude, we become renewed. You see, in verses 10, 11, and 12, in the passage that we've read, he speaks about there, he said, it's the same with my word. I send it out and it always produces fruit. And it will prosper wherever I send it. God's word in your heart will prosper wherever he sends it, whatever he does. And he goes on to say in verse 12, you will find living joy and peace. You will live in joy and peace. There is a renewal of fruit, a peace, a hope, his presence that will come upon our hearts and lives when we live his way. You know, God has a better way. God is the way. Jesus is the way, the truth and life. He has a better way and he will make a way, but he wants us to follow in that way. This is what Jesus said. If you hear my word and obey it, then you'll be like the man who's founded on good, strong ground, living his way and obeying and doing his will. Will you this morning with me, turn with me as we return to him? I believe that God is calling for a return. A returning to him. You might say, well, we've never gone away. But there is a real danger with all that's going on around and all the different voices that we can slip into, as the Jews did in Babylon, just a norm that is not God's norm. There's a kingdom normal, and as we turn to him, we return to his heart, God, we embrace his way for our lives. I pray this morning that as you do begin to focus on him, give your heart afresh to him this morning, perhaps repent of a certain ways in our hearts and lives, that you will be, he will reveal himself to you, your heart will be realigned, and that you will feel renewed, that you will truly feel renewed. In the name of Jesus we pray. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to pray together in a moment.